ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Carpenter's run inside, releases Cooney Cross, looks over the shoulder. First time centering ball is perfect by Cooney Cross to finish. Absolutely no doubt about it. Caitlin Ford on the spot. Adds to the Matildas lead. They're back in front.
Summer grandstand on ABC Sport around the country. The Matildas beat Wales 2-1 in Cardiff last night as Sam Kerr made a successful return from injury. Elise Keller-Knight played 115 games for the Matildas and joins you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. KK, thanks for coming in.
No worries. Pleasure to be here.
A Matildas win, a successful Sam Kerr return after 725 days on the absence. I think football fans would be pretty happy with that result, wouldn't they?
Yeah, win and a win. So tick to have Sammy back, tick to have a win on the cards.
She's obviously been returned for Chelsea and playing off the bench. So the decision from Joe Montemurro to start her on the field. Were you a little surprised she started for the Matildas last night?
No, not at all. I'm welcoming it. So she's had 7 games for Chelsea, yet to see a start. So this was a perfect opportunity to get her out and about, familiar with walking out onto that pitch. I'd almost liken it to a debut. I reckon she felt like it was her debut coming back after 2 years not being in the jersey.
And her presence for the green and gold, obviously as captain, she handed over the armband to Hayley Razzo last night just to have her back. And that opening goal, which we thought initially came off her, but Courtney Nevin, what a great way to score your first goal in the green and gold.
Yeah, it did end up being Nevin's goal, but it was as much as Sam's goal as it was Nev's. I think the way that they combined, Sam's decoy run into that near post brought all the attention, allowed the ball to sneak into that far post, but it was well constructed. There was also a block in there for Sam to allow her to be free to run at that near post initially, but it was great to see her on the scorecards. What a way to celebrate for Nev.
Absolutely. So how do we judge Sam Kerr? Obviously, her return. There's a game against England, 6 a.m. Australian time on Wednesday morning. So the quick question will be, how much did she play in the next match? But first up, how do we try and gauge her return?
Yeah, good. I mean, it's going to take her a while to find her feet again, to get that rhythm back. Typically, they say however long you've been out of the game will take you that amount of time to get back into your rhythm, back into your form. So hopefully we don't have to wait 2 years. Oh, God help us, 2 years. That time's going to fly. So I would anticipate a few more games. I think watching her performance, she's still got the knack. She's still got the electric speed. That's usually something that has a question mark, your athleticism, that speed, that sharpness. But she's got it. So now it's just timing, now it's rhythm, now it's confidence, and she just needs minutes.
The controversial talking point will be that captain's armband. And we know how much of an international figure she is and the attention in which she draws on field, off field. What's your view? Should she continue as captain? She handed it over, obviously, on Wednesday night, and that'll be a conversation between her and Joe Montemurro.
Yeah, it's a team decision. It's a Joe decision at the end of the day. From my perspective, having played with Sam, she's a great leader. She's got charisma. She's got that natural leadership ability where players look to her in tough moments. And I think having a player with that powerful presence is really important. What the team needs, I don't know. I haven't been in the team for a while. So I think it needs to be a team decision. The team has obviously found a way to function in these 2 years, and whether they want to change that, it'll come down to what they need. It might even take some experimenting. So potentially maybe Steph stays with the armband. If I was coach, that's potentially what I would do. You don't want to overwhelm Sam at this point. You just kind of want to give her the freedom to just focus on her performance. Once she gets her performance right, then we can look at whether she should be the captain.
And for listeners, I guess, trying to work out how this all fits together, obviously there's been the off-field indiscretion by Sam Kerr. Football Australia have backed her. She was cleared of the charges that took place there. This is all leading up to a home Asian Cup in 4 months' time. So the question for Joe Montemurro is how to get the best out of this side and what role in which Sam Kerr will play in that.
Exactly. I think he's got the team as the focus. It's not Sam, and he's made that clear in the media that we now no longer look just to Sam. The Matildas aren't just one player. We're trying to build a team here. We're trying to build different strengths within the team, and that's going to be his focus for the next couple of months. He's actually got only 2 more windows to work with this team before the Asian Cup. There's not much time. So time is against him in this effort, but I'm excited by what I saw in Cardiff. I think the team played very well. I wouldn't say it's an overwhelming performance or an underwhelming, it was just solid good. But I think the biggest test will come on Wednesday when they play England, Euro champions. The last time we played them, they knocked us out of the World Cup in the semi-final. So there's a bit of blood there. And then they're one of the best teams in the world, so this is going to be the real test.
Elise Keller-Knight is with you on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport, looking back on the Matildas 2-1 victory over Wales. So the brand of footy, which we're looking for the Matildas to play under Joe Montemiro, Kyra Cooney-Cross playing a little higher up the field, trying to get those scoring options and finishing in front of goal. It was great to see Caitlin Ford score there. She's been sort of having a bit of a wrestle in terms of her role with Arsenal. The other upside was Mary Fowler back running. I mean, it seems unlikely, but I mean, the possibility of the combination of Ford, Sam Kerr, Cooney-Cross, maybe Mary Fowler, I mean, that gets Australian fans pretty excited.
Very excited. It's great to see Mary back out on the pitch. That's one of the biggest milestones when coming back from the ACL. Just putting your boots back on, being able to run, having a ball at your feet, so it's exciting. You don't think too far ahead. Expecting her to be ready for Asian Cup is a lot of pressure. I'm not going to rule her out, and I'm not going to say she's in either, but I think we'll just see how time goes. But it's exciting to see these players getting some form. I was really impressed by Winnie Heatley and Claire Wheeler, so seeing them get some really solid minutes and playing with an experienced team around them. I think Joe's balanced the squad really well. So in the game we saw last night, I think we'll expect to see a couple of changes going into the England game. We didn't see Carpenter start. We didn't see Kennedy start. Mbeni Egmon wasn't in the lineup. Charlie Grant as well. And then you've got some younger talent around McNamara and Sayer as well, potentially come into the lineup. So I really like the balance that Joe's got within the squad at the moment.
And we're singing the praises of Courtney Nevin, but Steph Catley's also sitting on the bench. You'd imagine she'll come back in for Wednesday night. So defensively, while they did concede a goal in the 55th minute, what's the challenge there? It's to try and still be attacking, but not leaving your defenders too exposed.
Yeah, that's going to be the risk with Joe's brand of football. He's going to be possession-based. So I don't even remember seeing a ball in behind to Sam. So maybe that's why we didn't see the best out of Sam last night, although she did play well. Typically, we're used to seeing her get in behind in spaces using her aerial presence. But we kind of saw that get taken away from her because Joe's not going to play that style of football. It's going to be very possession-based. And while we go through these growing pains, there'll be mistakes. So trying to overplay, trying to play at the wrong time, especially with younger, inexperienced players. But as time goes on, you clean all that up, and hopefully we see that.
All right, Elise Keller-Knight, put your coaching hat on Wednesday night, 6 a.m. against England. How different does the starting 11 look, and what role might Sam Kerr play?
Yeah, I'll probably make 4 to 5 changes just because there's only 3 days between the games, just to freshen up the squad. Certainly want to see Carpenter on the pitch. Can he start the game? There is a question around Catley's fitness. So if she's fit, 100% in the squad, in the lineup. In terms of Sam, on the bench for this one, I think with her injury history, this being her first start that she made, it's too much of a risk to start her again in such a high intensity game. Because again, with consideration, this will be the most intense game she will play on Wednesday. I'd like to see her in there for 20, 30 minutes.
And while the results are important at this time of year, as you said, we're building towards that home World Cup, the Asian World Cup. We saw how big the Matildas were here for the Women's World Cup. What's our expectations for that Asian Cup? How high are we?
Oh, to win. Absolutely. It's always to win the Asian Cup. We haven't won it since 2010. I think the squad was immensely disappointed with their performance at the last Asian Cup. So we're in it to win it. It's a tough competition. It's nothing like playing against these European nations. Playing against Asian teams is very different. So we have to be ready, but absolutely, we're here to win it.
And finally, the A-League Women's competition gets underway in the next week or so. So exciting for our local players. No doubt they'll be keen to shine and try and put their name forward as well.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I actually went down to a practice match last weekend to watch Victory take on Adelaide, starting to, you know, warm up for the league to start. It was a really great game. I'm going to tip Adelaide to be really strong this season. They had a breakout performance last season, finishing third. Finally got into the finals for the first time ever. So I wouldn't be surprised if we see them in the top 2 spot.
Elise, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.